Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, where we have a football game to play today at 1 o'clock, the Eagles versus the Commanders play. I'm here with my good friend, Connor Cavanaugh, Commanders fan, big time, long time. I have a question for you, man. How are you feeling about Carson Wentz? He's coming back now. He's going to play the Eagles for the first time since he's left the Eagles, and he's been playing pretty decent this year. What do you see happening today?
To be honest with you, Carson Wentz isn't my problem coming into this game. I think there might be a little bit of jitters, you know, excitement from him early on. I think he might want to try to do too much, which, you know, we've seen, you know, just be an overall theme with him as a quarterback. I think he will definitely, or at least early on in this game, try to do, you know, a little bit too much playing against the Eagles and Jalen Hurts and, you know, that whole thing. But to be honest with you, Carson really isn't my problem. Going into this, you know, week three, he's been really good. 7 touchdowns through the first 2 games. The offense is, you know, putting up 411 yards per game right now, which is 5th in the league. Obviously, you know, the Eagles are 1st right now. But it's my defense, especially against that, you know, that first, you know, that best offense through 2 weeks in the NFL, in the Eagles. Defensively, I'm really concerned about this game. Whether, you know, I know it's at home, but, you know, Philadelphia can run the crap out of the football. You know, with their, you know, 3 running backs as well as their quarterback, who might be better than all of them, you know, when he's chugging along. And we had a problem against, you know, two offenses that, you know, are you know, one's a solid defense in Detroit, but they're not an offense like Philadelphia. And you know, they did whatever they wanted on Washington last week. So I think defensively is where my real concerns are coming into this game for Washington. Because Philadelphia, through 2 games, has looked unstoppable on the offensive end.
Yeah, so you brought up the whole, you know, offensive ranks, and I'm looking here at the offensive ranks. Eagles are 2nd in rushing in the NFL. They're 8th in passing in the NFL. While, on the other hand, the Commanders are 2nd in passing. That's large due to Carson Wentz's arm, and he's thrown for, what, 300? Plus a game.
Yeah, he's through two weeks. He's got 650 yards,
which is very impressive. Which is nice to see. And their offense on the, I believe, rushing offense is, it's a little bit lower. But yes. It is a little bit lower. But I do expect to see the Eagles run the football. I think they'll have a week one committee where they had all 4 of the running backs, including Jalen Hurts, score a touchdown in week one against the Lions. So I'd like to see Miles Sanders have a big game today. I would figure he'd have a big game today. He on the season, he's had 30 attempts, 176 yards and a touchdown, which a lot of last year was more that he's not scoring against on touchdowns. This year, he only had 1 shot so far in the red zone, which isn't really concerning, but you'd like to see your workhorse running back, the guy that, you know, you might pay in the offseason, which I don't like paying running backs in the first place, but it's a contract year for Miles Sanders, so I do expect him to run hard, especially an opportunity in this game where he should be able to take advantage of a lesser run defense. So we will see, but I'm excited. I think on an Eagles fan perspective here, it's just weathering the storm because I feel like there could be a lot of just passion from the, obviously, from the Commander side. Carson, you know, I don't know what to think about Carson Wentz. It's very hard for me because the guy's like, he's been through it now. So I expect him to come out with fire to maybe try to settle down, especially at home, to try to settle down the Eagles and maybe give them something to where, you know, they can't just put up 24 and then not score in the second half. They got to keep scoring. And it might be one of those games where it might be a higher scoring game than usual, which I'm excited for. But I guess we'll see. For the defensive side for the Eagles, I think they should be okay. I'm just a little bit worried if one of their big wide receivers get going. Say like a Terry McLaurin starts to get going a little bit. That'll open up your other 2 guys who have been performing a lot better than him lately. And that could be a problem. Because there's more wide receivers than defensive corners on this team. And I obviously, Darius Slay played great last week. James Bradbury played pretty good last week. But I've been a big fan of the Washington wide receivers so far this year. They've all looked really well. And if that's going to be something that they're going to continue, then they might have an explosive passing offense this year. And so far, it's been. So, if anything for the Eagles, defensively, I would say just getting to Carson Wentz. You know, if you get to Carson Wentz, he'll make errors. He'll try to make things happen that shouldn't happen instead of throwing the ball away. So that, I think, is the key. But, I mean, who knows? I really don't know. I think that – I don't know how strong the line is. Is there any, how's that line looking?
So around these days. The line is a middle of the pack line. It's pretty solid. It's not a crazy line, but it does get the job done most of the time. But there was a big injury last week to the center, Chase Roullier, and he's going to be out for a little bit. So that switches around, you know, a couple guys in the O-line, you know, some different positions. Wes Schweitzer's now going to have to move into the center, which, you know, is going to, you know, have us, you know, needing a second string guard, you know, to be thrown in there. So even, you know, maybe a little bit early on, I could see the O-line having, you know, a little bit of problems for Washington, which, you know, is never a good thing with Carson because he likes to hold on to the ball for a little longer. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I don't really see the offense being the big problem for Washington today. I mean, you know, it just if I look at it, you know, just in points per game, I mean, Philadelphia is averaging 31 and Washington's averaging 27.5. So if you just look at that number right there, you can expect it to be, you know, a pretty high scoring game. So, you know, I expect the offense to be there. I expect, you know, if Washington goes down early a little bit, they're going to give the ball to Carson, and he's like you said, he's got the receivers right now to do it. And you know, so I don't have a problem with that. If I was Washington, I'm going to try to attack Philadelphia early on with Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick on the ground. Right now, coming into this Week 3 matchup, Philadelphia is 12th in football, only giving up 203 passing yards a game. And in both of the games that they've played, they've been up by a big margin. So you'd think that that number wouldn't be that low. You'd think that the opposing teams would, you know, be abandoning the run and strictly going, you know, to the passing game, and then those numbers would be a little bit inflated. To me, that shows how strong, or at least early on right now, Philadelphia's passing defense is. And they're 20th in rushing, which, you know, is, you know, middle of the pack. It's not great, but I think that that's at least early on where you need to attack this Philadelphia defense to open up some spots for Carson Wentz. If you just come right into this game as Washington, abandoning Antonio Gibson in the run game, and you're just going to let Carson do what he wants all day long, there's going to be mistakes, and you're not keeping Philadelphia on their toes. For me, you have to get the run game started early, at least in the first couple of drives. Let Philadelphia, you know, think in the back of their minds that we will go to the run, and I think that'll open some stuff up for Carson.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. It's kind of weird because the Eagles naturally, and the theme of their team for the past seasons, have been their run defense. It's been the strongest suit each year, where, you know, they're up their forefront, their linebackers get home, they're not big pass defending guys, and they just haven't really done much. Like, I've seen some plays from the line, which is, it, you know, should be one of the best in football. With now they have Josh Sweat in the corners, Brandon Graham is back and healthy, they have Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox, they get Jordan Davis, they get all these guys, and it's a bunch of guys right now who haven't really played up to their spring training potential or their hype in training camp, which is a little bit depressing, because that was like your strongest point of this defense. And you love to see that your secondary is doing really well without those guys really getting home, but it's only a matter of time. The secondary can't carry your defense forever. Your pressure from your line helps out your secondary. If that's not going to happen, those guys are going to be holes. There's going to be, it's hard to play perfect football in the secondary all the time. So that's really my only worry with them on defense. Rushing-wise, defensively, I can see it becoming a little bit of a problem. But I don't know. J.D. McKissick is very good in the backfield catching the football, and I think that's one of the guys I'm worried about more than Antonio Gibson. That guy's a moron, Antonio Brown. Antonio Gibson. And J.D. McKissick has – the Eagles have always been prone to getting guys out of the backfield who can catch the football, giving too much space. And that could be an issue in this game. That could help Carson out a ton, get this game rolling. But as you bring up multiple times, that Washington defense, you said, is not great. And they're very prone to giving up big runs and giving up big plays on the ground. So I do see the Eagles doing that effectively, hopefully getting all four guys in here. Obviously, maybe not for you. But I would be surprised if there's a couple scores on the ground today. But overall, I think it should be a decent game. I think it'll be a nice game. It'll be an early, I don't know the word here. I don't want to use test. I don't want to use just a maybe like a chance of, you know, playing down your opponent, maybe, perhaps, which I would say Commanders is a lower opponent than the Vikings and maybe even the Lions. at this point, but it doesn't mean the Commanders are a weak team. I don't want them to overlook any teams, which they have done, and it feels like they play down where they, you know, oh wow, this team should just blow them out of the water. And the Eagles do that a lot, where they should just pound teams, and then they just kind of let off. And we saw it week one, it almost bit them in the ass. Week two, it didn't, because, you know, Kirk Cousins in primetime never works out. So, I can attest to that. But I don't want to give these guys space, and I don't know who's the strongest, like, second strongest right now in this division either. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to tell with Dak going down.
You know what I mean?
Right now, it's not Dallas. And Washington, it's not Dallas. And Washington and New York are... They're not really, you know, they're a level behind. So it's tough to really tell right now. One more thing I do want to say about the game is you talked about how, you know, Philadelphia has had problems in the past with pass catchers in the backfield.
Oh yeah.
Washington has had a huge problem in the past with quarterbacks that can run. Not even just design runs, just, you know, what Jalen Hurts does best, you know, when there's nothing there. Getting extra yardage, Washington has had a horrible, horrible problem with that. And obviously, Jalen Hurts is coming in as probably the best guy in the NFL at doing that. You know, him and Kyler Murray are right up there. Mm-hmm. But for me right now, it's Jalen Hurts. And that is going to be a very big key to the game on both sides. I mean, if Philadelphia can get Jalen Hurts going on the ground, you know, they're going to become unstoppable for Washington. Washington's not going to be able to deal with them. Offensively, and on the flip side, if Washington can keep Hurts at least a little bit contained, you know Hurts is gonna break off some, you know, some decent ones, get some first downs with his legs. But if you can contain him from the big plays, I think you might have a little bit more success on the defensive end. And you know, another thing is, you know, with Philadelphia's, you know, receiving core now, Washington's secondary has been torched through these first couple of weeks, and all year last year they were torched. If I'm Jalen Hurts, at least early, maybe, you know, maybe looking downfield a couple of times for A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, try to get a big play early on and really open up, you know, this defense for Washington, because their secondary is
open up
is
that
very
running
bad.
That running, you know, that you can
really, if you're Philadelphia, yeah, if you're Philadelphia, yeah. You can go about this defense in any way you want. If you want to decide you want to do what you've been doing really well and just run the football down their throats, you know, all afternoon, you can do that, and you're probably going to have good enough success against this defense to win. If you want to put the ball in Hurts' hands and let him, you know, throw to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Goddard all day long, you're going to have plenty of success with that too. So, yep. You know, for me, for Philadelphia, just I just don't think they can't make a ton of mistakes, and I think offensively at least they're going to have their way with this Washington defense.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
that'd be a great thing to see. Yeah, you mentioned it. You with the whole Eagles exploiting your secondary, which I can definitely see them going to that route. It's just, it's weird because Nick Sirianni so far and his offensive coordinators and all, you know, all these coaches, they like to stick to their game script really no matter how the game's going, which is a good thing. I don't like when teams, if you know, you go down a couple of scores early
and shy
you completely
away from
get
too early.
And yeah, and you just do something
abandon
else.
The run, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, if you start going throw only, it's not going to be good. You know, you can't just be throwing in that offense. I mean, especially, I mean, you have the guys to go throw offense, to just go all throw. You have, obviously, A.J. Brown, Monty Smith looked great last week, and Dallas Goedert has been solid in 3 weeks. So they have the guys on the outside to, if you need to become a throwing football team, that should be able to do it. But Jalen Hurts has never had that yet. He hasn't been in that type of game yet where he just got to throw. So all I know is, or all I would assume is that the Eagles, for whatever reason, they get shut down early, or you know, they let the Commanders come down the field and score early on them. I don't want them, the moment, the pressure of whatever it is, the pressure of Carson Wentz, the pressure of just having, you know, the whole Washington and, what was it, 2 years ago? The whole tanking thing that they went with, and, you know, obviously no one was happy with that. I don't want it to become an environment for them where they have to get away from game script, because they've been very good at sticking to their game script with in every game, even in Detroit, even though they didn't play it, they played very soft. They pounded the rock the whole game, and they continued to do that late. It didn't work, but they stuck with it, and eventually, at the end of the game, it did work out for them. But I don't know. I think the Eagles should be able to run away with this game if everything starts clicking again. If they play like they played in Minnesota, which they played very good football against Minnesota, then they might be able to run away with this game. I think it's all about Jalen Hurts just not taking too big of the moment, which he hasn't proved to figure that yet this season. He's been very level-headed and very calm, cool, collected with so far how he's handled everything. But I don't know. I keep going back to the Commanders and Carson Wentz, man. Because I can't take Carson Wentz serious, man. I don't know what to expect from the guy. And he might be one of those dudes that just doesn't say nothing but takes all care of his things in the back of his head. Obviously, it's not on Carson Wentz. You've said it multiple times. But I don't know. I don't think the Eagles are going to – I don't think it's easy as a game as people might look from the outside in once you actually dive into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-division game with two teams that really don't like each other. So, you know, at that point, you kind of have to throw a little bit of, you know, the game talk out the window because I think it's going to be closer just because of that. I mean, we see that, you know, Buffalo, you know, they get played hard by Miami and, you know, New England every year, you know, no matter how much better they are. Because in division, it's different. You know, the games are always a little bit closer.
They always matter.
In division. For me, I'm also kind of thinking along the lines you are in terms of how the game's going to go. I think Philadelphia is, you know, obviously the better team right now. And I think that's going to show. But, you know, as the Commanders guy on this podcast, I do want to talk, you know, just about, you know, some of my keys to if Washington is going to pull out a win here, what they're going to have to do. And I think Carson's going to do enough offensively. I think he might make a mistake or two early, you know, with the adrenaline playing Philadelphia. I think he's going to do enough, and I'm not worried offensively. Defensively, I think you need to contain Jalen Hurts' legs, and you need to make a couple big stops, you know, here and there in the second half to keep your offense in it. Because, offensively, we've seen that Washington could score through these first two games. So if you give the offense an opportunity to stay in it, if the game's close at, you know, towards the end of the, you know, late in the fourth quarter, you are at home, use that to your advantage. You know, maybe you can squeak out a win, but I am thinking the same way as you. I am thinking Philadelphia is going to be pulling this one out.
Yeah, if I have a couple keys to the game where I think the Eagles should just be able to sit, calm down, take care of business, and just play correct football, which they've done so far, is continue using Jalen Hurts. You alluded to the Commanders having some problems with running backs and obviously running quarterbacks at the backfield when nothing else is there, and them just running away and breaking off a 10-12-yard gain, getting a first down on a big third and long. So I would say just keep Jalen Hurts in your game script. Obviously he will. He definitely will. But make sure he's, you know, not taking any unnecessary hits, because if he's going to – he's one of those guys where if he sees – okay,
he's a warrior, man.
Yeah, he's a warrior.
He's going to take the hit, and that can be scary.
It scares me because, like, he might not back down, especially if he sees, like, oh, I can exploit this on the run. I can exploit this gap, or I can take this, and I can take this many yards. And if he's going to keep doing that all game, he's got to be careful, man. But, you know, I don't think it's been a problem because he's been smarter, a little bit smarter with sliding this year. Last year was not. He was taking some weird hits. He was out for a couple games last year. But I do see Jalen Hurts effectively getting through this defense and hopefully putting up probably a score on the ground, I would say, again, if I had to predict something. Another thing is this front four. The front four needs to get home to Carson Wentz. Don't let him have time in the pocket because he's been very accurate with time in the pocket.
Yeah, he's been good. This year. He's been good.
Yeah. And if this front four gets some pressure, gets Carson a little bit rattled, I think that's a big, big thing for these Eagles. And it'll be something good to see because you haven't seen yet from the front four. And those are the guys you need to start get going for the long haul, because it's not going to be Darius Slay and James Bradbury only forever. It really won't. And as much as people think it will, as much as people say, well, you know, I can throw Darius Slay on, I don't know, Terry McLaurin and everything's fine, it's just not how it works. So another thing is their secondary defense. Obviously, we were just talking about it. I want to see a little bit more help. Because in the last game, there was no really... They played a lot of man-to-man in the last game, which was ballsy. Because, you know, you're Justin Jefferson's of the world, and even your Adam Thielen's, who hasn't had a really great start to this year, but he's still a very good wide receiver who hasn't really touched the ball yet. But I don't want to see straight-up man-to-man, because the wide receivers for Washington, they have more. You have your Terry McLaurin,
more depth.
Your Jahan Dotson.
Definitely more depth.
Your Curtis Samuel. Who else? Yeah. Who else? Anyone else that's really been?
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
And then Cam Sims, who hasn't seen a ton of time, you know, early on, but the last couple years, he's been a bigger part of the offense. So, you know, he's definitely still around. And then tight end wise, you know, Logan Thomas. And, you know, Amari Rodgers, you know, they like their tight ends, and we know Carson likes his tight ends.
Yeah, so that's another thing. I just want to see more help, especially I want to see more zone. I don't want to see these guys line up straight up one for one because, man, you go one for one with too many guys. There's not many guys in the back end of this football team that are going to be able to make those plays. Their safeties are weak, but they're going to have to step up in this game, and they can't allow Darius Slayton, James Webber do all the heavy lifting. These guys are going to have to step up, and it'll be good to see. I think they will. I hope Jonathan Gannon's scheme changes a little bit for this game, as much as I kind of think this might sound crazy to you, but how the Commanders and how the Vikings have looked to play in 2 weeks with their passing, I'm going to just say it off their passing, have looked similar. So, with that being said, I think you kind of have to play, to a point, the same type of defense you'd have to play against the Commanders. So you did the Vikings, obviously minus Justin Jefferson, who didn't really do anything last game. But these guys aren't bad players. And it's not like, because in the past, it's just been Terry McLaurin and just a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same Commanders team. They're better in certain areas.
Offensively, yes.
Offensively, they're better. And it's one of those things where you just got to see it. And I don't want them to just kind of roll over. I've always have that back in my head of teams just roll over teams. And they just kind of look ahead and they see, Commanders 1-1. Beat by Detroit last week, kind of got dominated the first half. We should dominate them. And as much as that might be true, and it should be true, that's something for, you know, room for error on that defense. Because once that defense is disengaged, it's hard for them to get reengaged, especially if Washington's clicking. So that's my only problem. But you have any predictions for this game, man? Any big, like, any takeaways that you see that from each side that you might say, okay, if, like, obviously you brought up your keys to the game, but if there is one player to stand out, from each end, you can say offensive, defensively, whatever, that is going to make an impact in maybe making this a W for Washington.
For Washington, to me, it's got to be Antonio Gibson. They haven't gotten him going so far. And, you know, like I said, earlier, I think they're going to need to, at least early on, get the running game going to open up some of the passing lanes for them. You just spoke about the wide receiving core, and, you know, they have the players. And they're going to get stuff done in the air, but I think, you know, early on they got to get Antonio Gibson more involved. He was barely involved at all last week in Detroit, even though he ran in a touchdown. In terms of, you know, game plan, he was barely involved, and I think they need to get him more involved to open more stuff up for Carson. In terms of Philadelphia, it's got to be the three-headed monster in the backfield. I mean, I know that's corny and it's kind of like an easy out, but, you know, if those three guys if they're gonna produce, you know, at a high level like they've done the first couple of weeks, it's gonna be GG's for Washington. So I don't really think I really even need to say anything more from that standpoint. Like, if Philadelphia runs the football like they had the first couple of weeks, this isn't gonna be a game.
Yeah, I totally see that. I might expect it to a point. I think my player that I would probably watch out for the most in the Eagles to just make a big difference, and you might not expect, because obviously the easy answer, like you said, is just their running game, and it's been very good, which is very good to see, is maybe a Dallas Goedert, who is a guy who I don't really think Washington has the strongest linebackers in the league.
No.
So I'm pretty sure that could be a point to where if there's anything... That's
the weakest part of a weak defense.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure if these guys, you know, if anything gets a little bit out of hand, if, you know, Jalen Hurts tries to do too much and it becomes, you know, they contain him really well and keep him in the pocket, he's going to be a safety blanket they can go to. And if Dallas Goedert, he had a drop last game, and which was tough to see. He had a couple drops in week one as well. So he's been dropping a couple footballs, which is not necessarily what you want to see, obviously. It's not really him either. And he's had small problems in the past with drops, big drops late in games. But now it's just been, I mean, three through 2 weeks. I mean, you know, they're not contested catches. But he's a guy that I want to see, you know, have, like, I think he can be he's a top five tight end in the league if he plays to what he can be, because he was very good last year and catching, and his rack yardage was great. He was averaging, I think, 15 to 20 yards to catch for a tight end, which is very, very good. But he got a lot of big plays, lots of, you know, wheel routes and tight end screens and stuff like that. But I think Dallas Goedert will be a big playmaker if the run game gets, you know, slowed down at all, or if Jalen Hurts starts to spiral out of the pocket at all. I think he's a guy that everybody should, you know, look out for to have a pretty decent game today and set him up for, you know, success if to just get this game and get a third win, 3-0 to start the year, which would be great.
How about a score prediction?
Score prediction. See, it's a weird one, man, because I can see these games going both ways. I can see it being a big blowout for the Eagles. Like, not a big blowout, but I can see these Eagles running away with it, maybe go up, you know, two scores. Or I can see us being, you know, a close, tight-knit game. It depends, really, how it's going. Ah, man, that's a score prediction. All right, I got a score prediction. I'll go 30-20. Birds.
30-20
birds. That's probably my score prediction. I can see 30-20.
So I've already said I think Philadelphia, if I had to pick a winner, I'm gonna pick Philadelphia, as much as that hurts me. But I am gonna hold out hope for my Commanders that they keep it close and they keep it a game. I'm gonna say Philadelphia 31, Washington 26.
31-26. So you got 30 points, so they get the 30 point mark again.
Yes, I think it's offensively inevitable. Philadelphia is not going to have a problem today.
Yeah.
And I also don't think Washington. I think Washington's going to be able to move the ball too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to come down to making, you know, a couple of stops in the second half, and I give Philadelphia a better chance of making a couple stops than my Washington defense right now at this point in time. So.
Yeah, man, definitely. So this should be a fun one. Yes. I'm hoping for a good game. That's number one.
Yeah.
Hope for a good game because it's been a. Obviously, you've been having a little roller coaster to start the year. It's been up and down. You know, you see week one and everything looks pretty good. You're like, wow, this is surprising. And then week two comes out and you come out flagging. You're like, well, yeah. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Back to this. And then, you know, they show up a little bit second half. Obviously, they lose the game, but they show up in the second half, go back to what they were doing week one. And as for the Eagles side, it's just you got to just keep up. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm hoping for a little primetime game hangover early on for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Listen. It's Kirk Cousins, man. It's as much as you can't use that. It's just hilarious. The guy's a funny guy. He can't win in primetime.
No, he can't.
He struggles, and it's insane. You've seen it in Washington, obviously. Yeah. You've seen it multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that from him, obviously. So, but I think the Eagles are about to play, man. I don't think there's going to be a problem. It you know, just overall. But who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. You never really know. It is the NFL. Anything happens. We saw, what was it? The Baltimore Ravens blew a 20-point lead, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter in the NFL. But, man, I appreciate you coming over for a little bit, hanging out, getting something done here with us, and good luck to the Commanders, man.
I'm not going to say the same thing back to you, but I did pick your team to win today, so that's all you need.
That do. I'll take that. I do take that. That's respectable. That is very respectable. So, until next time, appreciate everyone listening. Any comments? I'm gonna open up a comment tab on Spotify, and you can ask any questions, any remarks or anything, and we're gonna see how that goes. My first time gonna open up a comment tab, and see if anyone, you know, has any remarks or anything to say about the podcast that I can improve on. You don't like, you know, anything like that comes to mind when you're listening. So I appreciate everyone listening. Thank you so much. Have a great day of football, and I'll see you next time.
Go Commanders.
Go Birds.